acne is a symptom to an internal issue. We got to stop looking at things as symptoms and more as a system.
That's just one piece of the puzzle.
Don't cancel your plans because you have a breakout.
But sometimes you just can't.
That actually shocked me.
Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi. Hey guys, I have the most exciting episode for you today. Let me tell you, we are getting to the root of our acne. All of us. Not all of us, but I want to give you guys a really good insight on finding the root today, digging deeper, really, really looking inwards if you're struggling with acne, and just the conversation of, you know, rather than treating the symptom, looking at the root and the cause. I have my good friend on. She's also a content creator. We actually connected through social media, but she's amazing. Her name's Alexi. You might know her off of social media. She's been very, very open about her struggle with acne, very cystic severe acne, and she's gone on a really amazing health journey lately, working with a nutritionist and really looking inwards. She's gotten several tests done, stool tests, blood work, you know, hair tests, iodine tests, all this stuff that we talked about, and the things she found out about her body, guys. I was shocked. Like, you guys are going to hear all in the episode, but I was truly shocked, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it because everything connected, and she is just on a path to actually knowing how to help her body through this. And after she got like her diagnosis and different things that were found from these tests. So this is one of my favorite episodes I think I've ever filmed on Loud Talk. So I'm really excited. And if you're listening on the audio version, Spotify, Apple, whatever streaming platform, hi. If you're on your way to work or anything, thank you for taking the time to get loud with us today. And just so you know, we do post the YouTube video version so that you can see your faces and, you know, kind of feel like you're hanging out with us at the same time over on the Loud Talk with Lavi YouTube channel. But without further ado, let's get loud. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And today I actually have a reoccurring guest for you guys, Miss Alexi. Thank you so much for coming back to Loud Talk.
Thanks for having me. I'm very excited. There's so many new revelations and breakthroughs we need to discuss.
So many. And the people loved you last time. And I'm just excited to talk to you, honestly. This is my excuse to just like catch up with you and everything.
I know. We haven't gotten you out to Seattle yet. So
no,
this will have to suffice.
One day. Yeah. For now, this will be here. So you've been on like this crazy journey lately with your natural hormonal acne healing, if I can call it that.
Yeah. Just getting to the root of why I break out. I don't know how much, I forget honestly about what we talked about last time on the podcast, but I've had acne for 15 years and I've done Accutane, spironolactone, doxycycline, minocycline, tetracycline, all the topicals, like you name it, I've tried it. I remember when Proactive commercials were on the infomercials on loop at 3 a.m., waking up to them and being like, I might need that. But then seeing that it's really drying and just, you know, how it is when you have acne, it's this constant mental game of what's going on. Why is this happening? And I think what I've really learned and been excited about is that it's all connected. Like when we have a breakout and it comes up, it's like, oh, no, what's this coming from and why? And we get stressed out about it because we don't understand it. Yeah. But now that I've taken this root cause gut healing journey, I'm like, I understand why I'm breaking out. So now the breakouts don't feel as life or death.
Yeah, because we just see it as like that end result. And then we're like, oh, my skin, like, well, and that, you know, but at the end of the day, I've always said this, and again, I don't wish acne upon my worst enemy, but in a way, we have to look at the positive and be like, okay, I need to look at it as like, I'm grateful for my acne for telling me X, Y, Z about my body, but so many of us miss that part of it. And yeah. I don't even blame us, honestly, because the way the system's set up, you're kind of told like, well, if you struggle with acne, it means you have bad skincare routine or you like have bad hygiene. This is what you should be doing. This is what you should be applying, blah, blah, blah. And like, the system's not really set up for us to look at it as, oh, my body is needing this, or this is a reaction because my body is lacking XYZ.
Mm-hmm. Your body's literally telling you something. I always say on to my community, I'm like, acne is a symptom to an internal issue. And
Totally.
some people get all hot and bothered about that, but I'm like, I genuinely, this is my hot take. I do not look at acne as its own ICD-10 code. When you go to the doctor and they bill your insurance for Accutane or whatever drug they're going to put you on, it's acne vulgaris and moderate to severe or whatever they want to label it, and they look at acne as its own problem, as its own disease, as its own diagnosis. And I don't subscribe to that. As somebody who has had 15 years of experience with acne in myself, in my body, trying everything and it continues to come back, I'm like, there's something deeper going on. And so that's where this whole root cause journey came from. And it's been so fascinating to find out that my gut feeling was literally not off. I have H. pylori, which is an infection in my gut. I have a parasite and I have a bacterial overgrowth, which is essentially dysbiosis, where I have more bad bacteria in my gut than good bacteria. And
You
if I were to
literally
go,
had a feeling in your gut.
I literally had a gut feeling. Yeah. And if I were to just ignore that more, okay, here's the example that it blows my mind. So I'm hoping I can blow yours too with it. With the H. pylori, that infection that I have in my gut, what that infection does, and it's very common, by the way, if you have acne, you might want to look into seeing if you have it. But what it does is it weakens your stomach lining and your barrier. So it essentially creates this like leaky gut because you're not creating enough stomach acid. So how that affects the rest of your body and why I have hormonal acne is because I have this infection that's compromising my stomach barrier, the lining of my wall. Now all the toxins and nutrients and bad bacteria are getting out of my gut and into my bloodstream. And our skin is an organ. So if your body can't digest food properly because it's not getting enough stomach acid because, again, infection in your gut, then your liver comes in to try to help digest, and then that gets sluggish and backed up, and then your gallbladder, and then all your other systems in your body are trying to make up because this infection is taking over literally everything. So then, of course, your liver that's backed up and that filters your hormones isn't going to be able to filter them properly. So then it's going to start pushing toxins out of your skin because it's the path of least resistance. Blows my mind. Oh, the point I was trying to make is if I didn't heal this H. pylori infection, or I didn't know, and I just went back to the doctor and I said, fine, give me the Accutane, give me the birth control, give me the antibiotics, give me the spironolactone, and I
Whatever,
just let
yeah.
this infection continue to ride in my gut, you are 60 to 90% more likely to develop stomach cancer if you leave H. pylori untreated.
Wow.
What if I just took the meds? Because that's what the dermatologist was telling me. The thing that's all messed up about the mainstream medical system, at least in the United States, is they look at everything as a separate symptom rather than looking at the whole you. And that's why I have such a big, it's the system itself is broken, but that's why I have such a hard time being like a champion for big pharma, because I'm like, you guys are profiting off of us. Why isn't preventative medicine covered? Why isn't therapies like, getting a colonic or more the holistic stuff? I'm trying to think off the top of my head right now, but why is it more the holistic stuff covered? Why is it only, no, once you have a disease and you can take this prescription, we'll cover it. I don't get it. It makes me mad. That's my soapbox.
I literally saw this video from my friend, Sean. I love her content, but she posted a video about how why can't it be a balance of both? Like, why can't we look at the nutrition side and this and this and this, and like take Western
Yes.
medicine when needed, but like why can't it be both? Because so many of the times people are like, oh, your food cannot affect how your body's feeling that much. And I'm like, but that's what our body literally runs off of. So why can't it be both? Why can't we use, like in my situation, I am going down a bit of more of that heal, like natural healing, but right now I'm on like a topical like acne prescription, because I'm like, you know what? Let's like maintain the surface while I'm like healing the inside more naturally too, So why can't it be both, right? Like, yes, go on acne, because some people like with Accutane, it's like their acne is to the point where like it affects their quality of life so much they need that quick fix like Accutane. But then what? Like, why can't it be, let's put you on Accutane just to get this like inflammation down like fast, but then in the background, let's look at all this, behind the scenes so that it doesn't reoccur. But I think just with how things are set up, it's so like it can't be both. And it can't, as you mentioned, everything is categorized separately, so one thing can't relate to the other. And obviously it's hard because everyone is so different, but therefore everyone needs like these individualized plans and individualized like hunts to find out what is causing it rather than like a one size fits all medication, which people still think Accutane is one size fits all. It doesn't work for everyone. Oh yeah, this is what we talked about last time
Exactly.
when you came on about your experience with Accutane. So
Yeah.
it's not for everyone,
Well, like
it's
you said,
crazy.
everybody is so different, but they give the same prescription to the blanket of people, to the majority of people. And it's not that the prescription changes, but they just put it in. It's like fitting a square peg in a round hole. It's like, well, just try this and see if it works. Like, let's shove it in. And some people have had a miracle experience with Accutane, minimal side effects, have clear skin, and that's honestly, I wish that was my experience. I wish I wouldn't have had to continue on this journey into my adulthood. I'm almost 30. I'm like, this is so dumb. Like, I thought I
You're like,
was told my
please.
entire life, you're gonna grow
It'll go
out of
away.
this. It's something you grow out of. And I haven't. I'm like, fine, I'm gonna go to the root and I'm gonna become a health nut now. But I think that is the point that every body is different. And we need to look at everybody. I think if we started in the gut for any acne healing, that would be a telltale sign because your outside of your brain, your gut, your digestive system is the most important functioning system in your body. It tells you so much. It's responsible for your dopamine, or sorry, your serotonin. It makes 90% of your serotonin in your gut. It is 70% of your immune system. It helps you digest. It helps you regulate your hormone. It's everything. It's like the epicenter of your body outside of your brain. And those have a connection through your vagus nerve. So if you're eating like garbage, it's going to go to your brain. I kid you not, guys. I have cleaned up my diet. In the last 3 weeks, I've been full bore, like, cut out processed foods, really been focusing on eating three nutritious meals a day, not snacking. My anxiety is gone. My skin looks better than it has in a long time. And the comments that I've been getting lately are like, your face looks slimmer. You like your acne is gone. Like, I'm shook. Like, give me your nutritionist name. That's another point that I wanted to add on yours, Lavi, is like your friend said, there is room for both, obviously. But why wouldn't it be like, hey, I'm gonna write you this prescription for Accutane, but I think you should see a nutritionist first. I think you should see a functional nutritionist because the functional nutritionist that I've been working with, her name is Carolyn, and she's on Nutrition by Robin's team. But I have learned so much about my body, how it works, how the processes of my body works. Like, people think nutritionists, they think food. That is a huge part, but nutritionists teach you so much about the mechanics of your body. And when we go on the internet and you see, oh, your hormones are imbalanced, here's how to lower your cortisol. Well, it's like, well, why is it high in the first place? Why are your hormones dysregulated in the first place? What's the upstream effect that is trickling down and making your hormones go all out of whack? It's so fascinating. I'm like obsessed with
That's
this.
yeah, I want to dive into all of it. So, what kind of made you think like, okay, that's it, like I need to go talk to someone, a nutritionist in this case?
Well, she actually reached out to me and somebody. Actually, her name was Emily. She was really cute. And she was like, she had messaged me and she was like, hey, I work with this nutritionist and, she would love to like talk to you about having some kind of partnership where she helps you get to the root of your acne. And then, it's like a gifted exchange where she helps me and then I talk about her thing. And I'm like, well, at first I just read her message and I thought it was like a scam because I was like, that sounds too good to be true. When somebody else is reaching out on behalf of someone else and it's like you click their thing and I'm like, is this one of those like little Instagram scammer things? I don't know. But I just ignored it. But then she like was persistently in my comments, like, check your DMs. Why are you so hard to get a hold of? And I was like, fine, I'll look. So I responded and she told me like the whole breakdown. And I was like, this is actually exactly my next step because while I knew something was going on, I had that gut feeling that something was going on in my gut. I didn't have the tools or the resources or anything. I've taken an HTMA test, I've taken a Dutch test,
What's an
I've done all
HTMA
the
test?
It's a hair tissue mineral analysis test. So
Okay.
essentially, you cut off a piece of your hair and then you send it into the lab, and it tells you about your stress resilience. It shows you how well you absorb minerals, what your calcium, your other periodic table of elements in your body looks like, if you have any like heavy metals or toxins in your body. So I'd done that test a couple times and it had always been like, oh, you're stressed. And so I told myself, well, my acne is from stress, and I really need to lower my stress. So for the past few years, I've been, trying to lower my stress. And then I did the Dutch test, which is like a pee test that checks your hormone levels, and that told me that I was stressed too. So I was like, okay, well, I'm just stressed. But like, my acne wasn't necessarily getting better. I mean, I was using Face Reality religiously. That is a skincare brand which I like. Do you have it in Canada yet?
I don't know.
Oh,
I'd have to
the it's
check. I
It's
don't
so
think
good.
so. But
I was
I like
partnered
I've
with
heard really
them.
good things.
Yeah, we had a partnership, and I was using a home care morning and night, and then going for chemical peels twice a day, and my or twice a day, twice a month.
Was
Yeah, my skin, look at it.
like, girl.
It's like down to the bone.
No skin. That's why I have no acne. Just take it
I've burned my skin off. This doesn't look great.
off.
Twice a month,
Okay.
and my skin did fabulously for it. But like with any topical, it's a band-aid approach if you don't know what's going on in your skin or in your body.
And skincare, in my
So,
opinion, is like the supplement, like how we eat and then we take
exactly.
supplements. Like, I love skincare. I'll never say, like,
Yes.
but it's one fraction of the equation. And so many people put, I think, all of it on skincare. They're like, see someone with clear skin, and they're like, oh, what's your skincare routine? I'm like, that's just one piece of the puzzle. Like,
Exactly.
it's not everything. And obviously, we use skincare to support our skin in this healing process, to like help the moisture barrier to like, assist it, because acne fucks up your moisture barrier, like cause a lot of, issues with that surface skin. So,
Yeah.
you use it for that, but like you mentioned, like it's not
Yeah.
the whole solution.
Well, and you have to be consistent with it. Like, if you slip up and you get off your routine, and I mean, you start seeing breakouts coming. You're like, frick, I got to get back on. So it's like, you really have to stay consistent in it, which I had for a while. And then I slipped up a little bit during the summer, and just schedules changing. And then I started testing other things, like trying to microneedle over active acne, which that I wouldn't say that I hated it, actually. Like, I think my skincare at home after the microneedling, just I didn't. I was like testing other things, so then my skin freaked out. But then I'm like, also, is that the time I got that infection in my gut? Because that's when my skin started to freak out again. So it's just interesting because, when you have like a rant seemingly random breakout, but then you look back and you're like, oh, now that I have all this information, what was
Was
the
it
one
so random?
determining? Yeah. So to circle out the answer to your question, when I talked to the nutritionist finally, we got on a call and she told me her whole breakdown. She's like, we'll work together for 6 months. You'll have a call bi-weekly. We're going to do a stool sample. We're going to do a hair tissue mineral analysis again. We're going to do an iodine test. And then we're going to do a, oh, what was the other one? Oh, we did blood work. Duh. Duh. She did my blood work. So she had a full picture of what my blood was telling her, what my hair for the last 3 months was holding on to, what my iodine levels were, which iodine levels, I was like, oh, that actually shocked me. Because when your
Really?
iodine's low, yeah, you can have brain fog, PMS, cold hands and feet, which I have all of those. There was something else, but she was like, iodine, like, you don't just randomly go get an iodine supplement, like, get tested for it. But if it's low, it can throw things off your body and you can literally start feeling crazy, which was. I'm excited to learn that I have low iodine too. But then the stool sample, that was my favorite one. If you're listening to this and you're like, I want to get one test, get a stool sample done because that will tell you so much. It will unlock so much about what's going on in your body, what kind of bacteria you have, if you have parasites, if you have an infection, what your levels look like in there, if you have more good than bad or vice versa. It's incredible. So that was kind of a no-brainer for me. And ever since I started working with them, I've just learned so much. And the way they break it down is incredible. And the thing that I actually is my favorite is they're not the kind of nutritionist. It's like, you have to just go on an anti-inflammatory diet. They're like, why don't you prioritize these foods and then do this as tolerated? Like, you know how everybody with acne is like, you have to cut out eggs and dairy. Ne
Right.
she had never once said you need to cut out eggs and dairy. She actually, when she's saying certain like n nutrients that she wants me to get, dairy as tolerated, eggs, pasture-raised egg. It's like all high quality foods. I think that's the shift we need to get to in culture is like, I think a lot of people think that eating good for you, like high quality foods, is more expensive. But I need to do an actual cost breakdown because I feel like the amount of money we spend on ultra processed foods and packaged goods, if we were to spend that same money shopping around the perimeter of the grocery store on the fruits and vegetable and proteins, you're going to be spending about the same. You just have a little bit more prep work.
That's the thing. It's like I don't think that it's like more expensive. I think it's just what is more expensive is when you go to like the healthy food snack aisle. That stuff is more expensive. So people associate like, oh, well, buying the healthy version of stuff is more expensive, but it's like it's all the snacks and all of that, not the actual like fruits and veggies and meat that you like use to build up a meal. In my opinion, it's just like look at, for example, if you look at like a can of soda versus like one of the like healthy sodas, which I love, like a good like, soda
Poppy.
alternative. But those are more expensive. So like, those are the type of things that I think make the biggest difference. But I like the no, like, because I think sometimes when there's those strict restrictions on your food that are put on you, like don't have this, don't have this. It's the same if you're trying to like, go on a new diet plan, like in terms of like fitness, when you're told like don't eat this, don't eat this, what are you gonna want to do? Eat exactly those things. Like your body just like naturally our brains, when we're told to not do something, like it's like don't push that button, like we're gonna want to push the button, right? So
And we can't live in diet culture when you're trying to make lifestyle changes. You know, that
it
I grew
doesn't
up in a
last.
yo-yo. I grew up in a yo-yo dieting house where it was like there was diet books in the bathroom, and you know, it was like you're leisurely reading on the toilet is like how to lose 30 pounds in 6 weeks, or how to do this, or the whatever diet, or the keto diet, or it was just like that's not realistic. If you are gonna make a sustainable change in your life that you keep up, you cannot go on a diet. You have to change your lifestyle. You have to incorporate or be mindful about the things that you're eating. So I used to be a massive snacker, like all day snacking, all day. And that didn't help me at all because it never gave my body time to like rest and digest. And I'm in fight or flight most of the time anyway. But since I've worked with a nutritionist and they have kind of set up like this is what your plate should look like for the day, half starchy. 30 grams of protein and then fats. Now I'm eating 3 meals a day. I'm almost down 10 pounds. I'm not even hungry. Like after I eat, like I don't even want to snack. If I do have a snack, it's apples, almond butter, and like a little Hue chocolate sprinkled on top, and that's pretty much it. Or like an asparagus spear. But if I'm eating snacks, it's like I'm having a fruit or a vegetable. I'm eating cucumbers and ranch, or I'm having a banana or an apple or, you know, a little cutie orange, or it's like whole foods and your body starts to crave it and it starts to feel really good. I used to be the person, Lavi, who I would at 12 p.m., 1, 2, I'd crash. I would be like so tired and I would be drinking like 4 shots of espresso a day just to stay up. And this is as of like a month ago, but since I've just been intentional about my food, making sure that I am having 3 meals a day, doing this mineral drink that I posted a recipe for it yesterday. That's like kind of like an adrenal cocktail, if you've ever heard of one of those. But I haven't crashed at all. I've had coffee 3 times in the last month. It's been insane. Just the changes I made. I have not been bloating. My anxiety has gone away just by switching the food and taking the supplements that my body was proven to be deficient in.
Can we go through like all the tests and kind of like what you found out from each one? Okay, so which one did you do first? Blood work?
I
Mine
did
first.
blood work first. Let me pull up my results on my phone so I can read you exactly what she said.
Oh, okay. We're getting the
It's
no on
crazy.
your whole body.
Yes, you are. And I'm hoping that by you guys hearing this, you can maybe find some similarities in the symptoms or the feelings so that you're like, maybe I should dig a little bit deeper. Maybe
Yeah.
I could relate to that.
Yeah, because it doesn't mean like obviously no one's gonna have like the exact same results if they were gonna go do these all these tests, but at least it's like a little bit of an indicator. And I think it's just I think in a way like it's validating. I'm not like here sitting here happy that all these, results came out for you that you have H. pylori and whatever, but I feel like what would have been more frustrating is for them to tell you everything looks normal, because then you would have been like, then what the heck? Like you almost want something to come out of it, or else you would
Yes.
go crazy.
Yeah. I've never been so excited to hear that I have an infection in my
Yeah.
gut, ever.
But then
I
it's
never
like
thought.
finally, like I know the reason.
Yeah. Well, when I would go to the dermatologist, side note before we get into the testing, when I would go to the dermatologist, they would test me. They would do the blood test for PCOS and be like, there's nothing wrong with you. They would do all the testing. I mean, this is a little high, but I'm not concerned about it. Let's just put you on this drug. Let's just do this. Let's just do that. Or, if I would go in and be like, oh, okay, I think it was my la fourth and last time I went to a new dermatologist to see what they could do for my skin. They looked at my skin for 5 minutes, not even. They were in the room for 5 minutes and was like, yeah, I think you should get on Accutane. You have moderate to severe acne. So this is how you do it. You gotta get on birth control and then do blood work every month. Be and da da da. It was like, I don't want to be on. I like want more answers of what is causing this. And you just never got that. And then I went to, after I had my second son, I went to my naturopath and I said, okay, I want to get on birth control. I've never been on birth control in my life, but I was like, I want to get on it because it's supposed to help with acne. And she was like, no, it doesn't actually. It actually messes with your hormones. So I did a whole podcast with her on mine. I think it was my third episode ever. And she talked about all how birth control, it doesn't even help your hormones. Like it suppresses, it's crazy. It suppresses your cycle. It just, it's nuts. So I think that this is really good information to have because it definitely does feel like I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. There's something going on. I mean, obviously, the symptoms been here for a while.
Totally.
Okay, so for my blood work results, what we found in my blood work was that I am nutrient deficient. My nutrient depletion, as evidenced by low vitamin A, which is, if you guys don't know, that's what Accutane. It's like a massive dose of vitamin A, which you can also get vitamin A from fish oils. Fun fact. And B12, I'm low in zinc and iodine. And zinc is another supplement that's really good for acne, if you didn't know. But low iodine is kind of crazy. I
Yeah,
always
I
thought
didn't even know
iodine
that.
was the yellow stuff they use for surgery.
Yeah, I had no idea that was like even something to be worried about.
Right?
Oh, now I'm like,
Right?
oh my gosh. It's funny, I just
Yeah.
got blood work done and they said everything looked normal. But
Really?
yeah, but who knows what normal, because like there's such a range
Yeah,
of
like
like
what's normal?
yeah, so I'm like, because I didn't see any of the results, so I have no idea.
Like, I need a copy of that stat. I'm gonna
Yeah,
send that to
please, thank you. Yeah.
ChatGPT.
My bestie.
Yes, I'm like, ChatGPT is my
Diagnosing.
therapist. Another thing they found in my blood work results was that I have poor iron recycling and low levels of key nutrients involved in the system. So what that means essentially in a nutshell, layman's version, is when iron goes in your blood, right? And that's how it works. But my iron is not going into my blood. It's being stored in my cells instead because I have that infection. My body's naturally trying to like help the infection in my gut and in my body. So it's not putting the iron where it should be going. It's instead going into my cells. And what that does is cause inflammation because the rest of my body is like, what do you do? Like, what's going on? But so it's like we have to get it back on track. But that's what I was talking about a little bit earlier. Like, if one system is off in your body, the entire system is off in your body because your body's smart. It's capable, it's intuitive, and it's trying to help you in the best way that it knows how. With, like I said earlier, like if your liver is a little bit sluggish, then your gallbladder is going to kick in, and then your pancreas or whatever the next in the lineup is. Like your whole system is functioning in this way. And I think this is actually preventative medicine because if you let this go on for too long, you're going to start having other problems because everything's going to be backed up. It's like a big traffic jam in your body. So, when it came to the Stool sample results. That one I was most excited about. Said that I have low stomach acid and a compromised gut barrier integrity. So when you have low stomach acid, you're not digesting your food properly. What you're eating, your body's supposed to, it goes into this gurgling pot of stomach acid and it breaks it down. Well, if you have low stomach acid, it's harder for your body to break that down. So then, like I said, other systems come in to help try to break that down easier. Everything gets backed up. The traffic jam happens again, and then zits start jumping ship out of your face.
Did you have like, did you, would you say like bloating or like stomach pain was a very big thing for you?
Bloating. Okay. Bloating and gassiness. I didn't have really bad stomach pain, but I do
Okay.
know people who that's their number one thing is they have horrible stomach pain. Thankfully, I had acne, bloating, and gas. That's how it came out for me.
Yeah, 'cause I know like even, talking with some people like in my life and stuff, I feel like people that have experienced like stomach pain or bloating are typically just put on like antacids for
Yeah.
that.
Yes,
So it's interesting you
exactly.
mentioned that.
Oh yeah, my sister, they have her on a prescription antacid for 'cause she gets acid reflux. So, but I'm like, what's the root of that? Like something's going on in your body. Again, you don't just randomly get acid reflux. It's something going on in your body. That's the symptoms are a sign. And unfortunately, in our culture, we just treat the symptoms without looking for the root of
The root,
what is
yeah.
causing that. But with like compromised gut barrier, everything is leaking through. So your gut has this like mucus lining in it. And if you don't have that mucus lining, that protective barrier, and things start penetrating out, then it's going to be pushed out of your skin. And also, a fun fact, if that goes on for too long, or you have like chronic use of antibiotics, I saw this with my husband actually. Where antibiotics wipe out the good and the bad
Yep.
bacteria in your gut. So you have like just essentially this open hay field that's ready for a match to be lit in there. My husband got ulcerative colitis, which is inflammation, like ulcers in his colon, after taking Cipro, Vanco, because these doctors thought that he just had traveler's diarrhea. So they pumped him full of antibiotics, killed all the bad bacteria and the good bacteria in his gut. Less than a year later, he had to get his colon removed because they pumped him so full of
Oh my
antibiotics.
gosh. I remember seeing your story time like on TikTok about that, and like my
Yeah.
jaw was on the ground the entire time.
Yeah, it was the worst time of our life. But like, I wish I knew then what I know now. But I think that's why I think God works everything out for a reason, because I think that's why I'm at where I am now with like being obsessed with health from what happened to my husband to like my journey. And that's really why I'm like, I don't want to take antibiotics unless I'm like, you're gonna die if you don't take these. But if it's acne, I'm like, I don't really care to take antibiotics.
Let it be a
Yeah.
skeleton.
Like let me take a stab at trying to heal this H. pylori infection
Yeah.
with supplements naturally rather than taking antibiotics. Like it's not going to kill me right now.
So did you find out about the infection through the stool sample?
So that was the second part is the stool sample said that inflammation is present in the gut as evidenced by bacterial overgrowth and dysbiosis, so more bad bacteria than good, H. pylori infection, and a pathogen and parasite presence. So the parasite that they found in there isn't like, it's kind of a dormant parasite, but we're still, she gave me these two supplements, Biotoxin Binder and Para One from Cellcore to take with those, but that's in a different part of my protocol. And then due to iron dysregulation, like we talked about a little bit earlier, my TIBC transferrin high CRP infection in the gut contributing to increased iron storage in the tissue. So because I have this infection in my gut, it's throwing off my iron. So it's just insane.
It
Also,
all loops around.
yes, it just goes to show like this is all, it's all a working system. We got to stop looking at things as symptoms and more as a system. And then in the liver, as evidenced by some elevated lipid markers, accumulation of iron, which impacts hormone conversion. So because I have all this excess iron, because it's not being stored correctly, because of this infection in my gut, my hormones aren't regulating. And your hormones, if you didn't know, are regulated in your liver, which it's insane. It literally, it that blew my mind.
It's
And
crazy to
something.
think too, like Maybe you were just about to say this too, but with Accutane, the biggest risk that they talk about is your liver going down while you're on Accutane.
Which is why I'm like kind of an Accutane hater for myself. Okay, whatever. I can't control other people.
Yeah.
My
No, it's yeah.
just
Whatever
number
works
one
for you.
goal is like just look into it, please. Just like dig a little bit deeper. If you don't, whatever. I can't. You are your own individual person. I just want people to have informed consent of like what number one, your body's systems do, the processes of your body, but number two,
Right.
the side effects potentially of Accutane. If you had a great experience, congratulations. I hate you and I'm jealous of you. But if you didn't, maybe it's time to look into some more systems of your body and what might be going awry.
Yeah, because I remember when I was told like years ago by Dr. Tacon, Accutane, I was like asking these hard questions of like, because he's like, we'll do blood work every month to make sure your liver is like still good and blah blah, and I'm like, okay, and what if it's not? He's like, well, then we'll take you off. And I'm like, okay, and then what will we put me like, well, then what? Like,
Yeah.
if this is what we're suggesting out, then what are we gonna do then? So it's like, because I was just so confused. I'm like, can we put me on this? Then if my liver gets all like messed up, then what? And it was just that there was no
Yeah.
really like answer. It was just like, we'll just take you off and see what's next.
It's like, why don't we
And that just
start
like,
more conservative?
I'm like, that doesn't really make sense in my mind. Like, yeah, it was just like this gut feeling where I was like, I know in my gut that I will go on this and it might work in the short term, but I see my acne. I could just see my acne just coming right back the second I would get off of it, like without even going on it, So I just had to trust that for myself. And as you mentioned, what works for anyone. And you know what? Sometimes it might just be that combo solution of like, the acne is so bad inflamed, let's get something to like bring that down to like reduce the risk of scarring, like all this stuff, but then have this work in the background as well on what we're going to do like for the long term and for the body system as a whole.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if that dermatologist that said, yeah, I mean, you have to have blood work because it can affect your liver. Wouldn't it be nice if they said, but I'm going to prescribe you a liver supplement that's going to help your body while you're taking Accutane? Like, I think that's the thing that bothers me the most in mainstream medicine is it's you have this, here's are the symptoms and the side effects. Be careful, but it's not like, well, let's do something to support your body while you have that. Anytime I've been put on antibiotics, they've never said, this is what antibiotics do, but let's give you a probiotic to take and make sure you're eating, sauerkraut and kefir and probiotic rich foods while you're on these antibiotics. Because if you don't support your body in that way, then this is what's going to happen. Like it needs to be a more robust, full body approach of replenishing what that you could potentially be losing.
Totally. Because yeah, as you mentioned, sometimes antibiotics are needed. Like in there's certain situations where like you can't wait longer, risk it. Like you need
Yeah,
to
you gonna
get, yeah,
die.
like no, seriously. So it's like, but it's just to know like, okay, how does this affect me and what can I do to, navigate those effects or, bring them down a little.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, to finish off the results, we did a iodine test, which
I'm curious about this one.
I had to pee in a jug. Every pee for 24 hours, I had to pee in a little cup and then put it in this jug. And then after the 24 hours, you shake it up and then put it in a little vial and send it back to the lab. It was kind of interesting. I mean,
Okay,
but not
science
worse than
experiment.
not worse than the stool sample though. You poop in a French fry tray, and then you have to take three different sections of the poop and put it in this. I did videos on all of this. I didn't show anything nasty, but like if you are curious about how these testings went on, just go look at those. But it showed that I have low iodine, because of the low iodine excretion percentage, which I mean makes sense. If it says I'm low, then I'm probably low. And then the hair tissue mineral analysis, you literally cut a chunk of your hair and you have this little like cardboard teeter-totter thing, and you have to put enough hair on there that the teeter-totter hits the other side. That's when you know you have enough. But it has to come from the root of your hair. And there's like these different, like on freshly washed hair, but with no product on it, but it has to be dry after 6 hours of washing. I mean, it's like very specific on when you have to do it. But I sent that back in, and it said that I have a stressed nervous system, as evidenced with the HTMA mineral status. So when I post about those mineral drinks that I make, that has Coconut water in it because coconut water has potassium, magnesium, and something else in it. And then I put Celtic salt, which is the highest quality of salt you can get. I think there's another one that's really good too, but it's a really high quality of salt. Trace Minerals, which is more magnesium. And then my nutritionist has this brand Ravi, which is like essentially like an adrenal cocktail, like just powder, but I ran out, so I'm using Element right now, but I'm waiting for my other shipment to come of the Ravi. And then a vitamin C in there. So I either will cut up a lemon and squeeze it in there, or a lime, or if I don't have either of those, an orange, and you just mix it up and it's like an adrenal cocktail. I can't give you like exactly what the adrenal cocktail does. You could just ask ChatGPT. But that has helped a lot because the mineral drink helps with your energy production, your enzyme production. So like what helps your body break down food and break down the things it needs to break down, and then also your hormone regulation. So when you're stressed and you literally shows in your hair that you're not absorbing things, the mineral drink helps your body replenish those minerals so you can get more energy, so you can produce more enzymes, so your hormones can be produced a little bit better. So that's been really interesting. But another thing that I found out that is so freaking interesting, if you have thyroid problems and you're stressed out, I want to tell you what I learned on how this works together. So when you're stressed out in your brain will send a stress signal down to your pituitary gland, and your pituitary gland will then send it to your adrenals, I believe, which it will raise your cortisol. And your body, when your cortisol is raised, then goes to your thyroid, and your thyroid says to either have higher or lower. If you have a hyperactive or a hypoactive, it's insane that your stress will send essentially a direct signal through processes to your thyroid and tell it how to function based off of your stress levels. So if you're struggling with being underweight or overweight, look at your stress. Not a doctor, but I just found that very fascinating.
Yeah, no, I think stress is such, like, I always say stress is the number one killer. Like, it is insane what it causes. I mean, I know all the time, anytime I'd enter an exam season for school, my skin,
Yeah.
like, girl,
Your
she
skin
was
was like, no.
struggling. Because, yeah, like, everything goes back to that. I feel it, just like in everyday function. I see it in my family too. Like, anytime there's stress involved, like, the body just goes in, yeah, into that fight or flight mode. Like, that's what it's gonna do. And yes, there's ways to, like, manage the stress sometimes, but sometimes you just can't. Like, sometimes you're just going through a stressful time in your life, and that's like, but then at least you kind of have a better understanding. Like, I know now, okay, I'm in this stressful time, like, I'm breaking out. I'm not gonna, like, spiral because, like, I just had three exams this past week. Like,
Yes.
understanding that more. But that's so
Yes.
interesting how that's all linked. I mean, I'm not
Yeah.
surprised, but it's interesting to hear how everything linked together, and I'm sure for you too, like, finding all of that out was such a, like,
Like
thank God moment
light
of just,
bulb.
like, finally
Yeah.
something.
Well, that one interests me a lot because my husband, he is one of those people who he has to like try to keep weight on. Like, if he wants to gain weight, he has to go to the gym, increase his appetite, increase his protein intake, and like really be intentional about gaining weight and building muscle. I'm the opposite. I'm like, I can gain weight by looking at a thing of French fries.
Just
Like,
thinking about it
Yeah,
like
just thinking about it, I'm like 10 pounds heavier. I'm like,
that.
dang it. But one of the symptoms that he has that is very fascinating, and this is ever since he actually broke his leg in like 2015, so 10 years ago, is he sweats at night. Like, he gets really bad night sweats. So we asked our friend
Oh.
ChatGPT, what does this mean? And it said something about your thyroid in there. So we were like, huh, that's really interesting. Like, what would you even do about that? Because I think when people think thyroid, they think woman, they think
I was
overweight
just gonna
woman.
say, yeah.
So
It's always linked to that.
it was so weird. So he went to Hawaii on a guy's trip, and in Hawaii, he didn't sweat the bed at all. And I was like, that's weird, because that was when he was in Hawaii. I had that call with my nutritionist, and that's when she told me the link between your stress and your thyroid. And I was like, I know why you sweat at night is because you're stressed out. Because he hadn't sweat at all in Hawaii. He was with his buddies. He was hanging out. He was having a good time. I mean, you're in Hawaii, you know? And then back home, there's all the responsibilities of the house. There's the raising kids. I mean, we have a 3 and a 5 year old, so it's just kind of stressful in itself. There's just a lot more stressors when you're at home, and he immediately started sweating again. And I was like, you're freaking stressed. So then it goes into that, like, okay, how do we manage stress? Well, supplements you could take for stress, you could take magnesium glycinate. This is all by my functional nutritionist telling me this. I am not a nutritionist or a doctor. This is just what I'm learning.
That's
Just
the
my
best
disclaimer.
magnesium to take though. And
Yeah, it
it's
helps with
hard to
stress
find
and sleep.
sometimes because I
Really?
like you go, yeah, because like I was in because I was living in Europe for like the past 6 months.
Yeah.
And my mom is like literally like you, it's so funny. She like does her research with every single supplement, whatever. She's always about like finding that root and she's like, you should, because I was having really hard time sleeping for a long period of time. And I think it was the stress because I had just finished classes and I had been waiting to like finish classes for so long. So I'm like, finally, then I can like fully dive into like my content work and, you know, like not have all the stress of school. All of a sudden, I am so overwhelmed because I feel like every dream I've had that I've been like holding off on until I'm done school, I felt like I had that one day to like start on everything, and I was so overwhelmed. I could not fall asleep till like 3, 4 in the morning. I was like taking melatonin too to like help me fall asleep because I'm like, I don't like staying up late. I hate staying up late. And my mom's like, you need to get, because I usually take at home magnesium glycinate, but I didn't have any there. She's like, go to the drugstore, go find some. And there were so many different types of magnesium, and I'm like looking, magnesium oxide, magnesium this, and I'm like, well, this one just like helps you go to the bathroom. This one just, I'm like, where is the one I'm looking for? And I couldn't find it. But then I ended up finding it somewhere else. But I was like on this stress because I'm like, I need this
There's
to
so
fall
many different
asleep.
types. There's so many different types of magnesium.
Yeah. And you like people are just like, you know, when you're told like, oh, make sure you're taking magnesium, blah, blah, like you just take whichever one, but you need to know which one you're taking because they're gonna have different effects. And you know, if you're just taking magnesium oxide, it's not gonna help you sleep and it's not gonna help you with stress or any of that.
Yeah, I just saw a post yesterday. If you guys are interested, it's from the Fasting MD on Instagram. And she was like, stop taking the wrong type of magnesium. And she has all these different slides about what each magnesium is used for. So that's really a helpful resource if you're like, wait, or you could ask ChatGPT
Bestie.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, you can give me any answer I'm looking for within 5 minutes. Like, no need to sleuth the web any longer trying to look through 20 different articles.
Yeah. So back to your husband. He
Oh,
was
yes.
not having this stressful sleep in Hawaii.
Yeah. And so he was started doing it again here. So I haven't tried this yet with him. I was supposed to give him magnesium last night, but I forgot, and he forgot to tell me. So, we're gonna try that. But then also just stress management in general. Like, I know it sounds hard because there are stressors in life, but it's that principle of going back to being responsive rather than reactive and making sure that you have a plan in place for when stressful things happen. Like, don't ever suppress your emotions and like try not to feel stress, but there are tools that you can use to help release it from your body when you're feeling it. So yoga is a great way to release stress. Breath work, even just doing like a few rounds of, I think they call it box breathing, where you breathe in for, no, that's not, but like you breathe in for 4, hold it for 4, exhale for 6, repeat until your nervous system calm down. Even like vagus system work, where you hum or chant or prayer or getting outside and going on a walk. Oh, when I'm stressed out, I'm like, I just need to go on a walk, because like you're really getting out of your head and into your body. And like while you're walking and you're starting to breathe a little bit heavier and you're like, everything's in motion, it helps jiggle up that stagnant, like, oh, I'm stressed out feeling. Going to work out, lift weights, journaling, essential oils, like smelling some lavender or what, eucalyptus, I don't know. Just, there's so many different things we can do to alleviate stress. Even phoning a friend, like, who wants to make a millionaire? Hello. I need help. I'm stressed out. Let's just talk through this. Like getting it
Totally.
out of your
Yep.
head and the rumination in your thoughts into the
Literally
world.
get it out.
Yeah, it's going to be so much better.
Yeah, and finding like I think the things that like make you feel less stressed, because I think there's some things like I've talked about this on the last couple of podcasts. It keeps coming up somehow, but I have never been a journaler. I just can't like that would stress me out more. But getting on the phone with a friend, getting on a podcast like this, talking it helps me so much more. But I know for some people, journaling is like their thing. So you have to find what works for you. And just because like people tell you, oh, do this to make you feel less stressed. If you're feeling stressed while doing it, like don't, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah,
you need to
gosh, so
find your,
stressful.
re yeah, exactly. Like I need to, or like working out, you know, find the workout that decreases your stress rather than makes you feel like if you tell me to go on a run right now, my stress will be through the roof, you know, like.
Well, that's real. Like doing those HIIT workouts, that actually stresses your body out. So I used to do like those HIIT intensive cardio workouts, and I was like, why am I not losing weight? I'm eating really healthy, I'm working out really hardcore. And I realized walking, yoga, and Pilates are low impact, but they get the job done and they don't stress your body out.
Yeah, and you have to find, because some people like they're like, no, if I'm feeling stressed, I need to go on a run to release that. That is, you know, you just have to find the things that like work for you. And I think not only as we were talking about with medication stuff, the one size fits all, but I think especially with social media and these health routines and my morning routine and copy my morning, this and this and this, we think that, okay, for me to be healthy, I need to be doing XYZ because I saw this person doing XYZ. And it's like we can have some customization. You know, I think it's more about the principles of like get movement in, get a workout in, but like the form in which you do that and finding what works for you, like that can be personalized to you because everybody's different and what they enjoy. Like I took my brother to a Pilates class the other day and he's like, I will never do that again. You know, he's like
What?
that.
He didn't love that?
Because he's like really into bodybuilding and stuff. He's like, to me, like when I go to the gym, that's my release of like stress and tension when I can just lift heavy ass weights. I'm like, yeah, fair
Fine.
enough, you know? But
Whatever.
he's like, I was just stressed the whole Pilates class. And I'm like, see, like this is the thing. Like we have to find the things that work for us. But like you said, the stress management, and also I think it's such a mindset shift. Like anytime you're going, like I'm going through a lot of change in my life right now. And is it stressful? Yeah. Can I control everything that's changing around me? No. But can I work on my mindset of like, okay, this is the situation I'm in. How am I moving forward with this? You know, what's in my control? Like, and I think so many of us, you know, obviously, as you said, emotions are valid. We're allowed to feel that spiral and everything. But like, what's important is like getting yourself out of that, like having that moment and getting yourself out of it quickly. And focusing so much on that like internal and external like locus of control. Even like when it comes to skin and acne, you know, you have to stop beating yourself up about it and just be like, what's in my control? And what do I like, you know, with everything you found out, you didn't even know what you didn't know. Like you had to dig for those results and find out. And now I always mention that I feel like having acne to this extent almost keeps you in check because it kind of forces you to like really look internally and be like, okay, I need to eat good. I need to move. I need to do this. I need to manage my stress. So it literally is like that symptom, as we talked about, that will keep you in check and fully just change your lifestyle up for good.
Exactly. Well, like you were saying about, feeling the feelings. Well, I used to do real estate for a hot second, for like 2 years into my
I
license
didn't know
expired, and
that.
I was like, yeah, it's. I sold like two houses, and I was like, no, I don't like this. It's people's biggest investment. It's just stressful. It's a stressful environment. I'm like, no, it's not for me. But what I learned from my mentor at the time, her name is Lisa. Is she would say, like, for example, if your friend went with a different realtor, she was like, you get a 3 second cry and then back to work. And I was like, I love that. Like, that's giving yourself the space to feel the feelings, but then not live there. And I think a lot of us get stuck in our feelings and we start living in the feelings and like only changing when our feelings change. So I've really been adapting this mantra of stick to the plan. Not your feelings, or what, however
Totally.
that like sounds better. But I made a post the other day about like if you're a parent and you have acne, you need to watch your mouth. Like you should not be in the mirror in front of your kids, sitting there and being like, oh, I'm so ugly. I just feel so horrible and da da da. Like feel your feelings in private, but in front of your kids, you be that confident, empowering, This is temporary. It's going to go away. And as soon as you start saying those things, maybe you think I'm DeLulu, right? But I'm positive about my acne and that makes my mental health better. But if you can get
Totally.
to a place where you're somewhat delusional about your acne, and
Oh,
I
yeah.
think it's more realistic, let's be real, because your acne will go away. It is a symptom. It doesn't define you. It's not your make or break in life. Once you
Yeah.
get to that place where you can look at yourself and love yourself regardless of what's living on your skin at this time temporarily, you're going to be in such a better place. And especially if you have kids that are looking up to you and watching you, they are watching every single move you make. So if you're talking crap to yourself, if you're saying negative things about yourself, if you're saying acne makes you gross and disgusting, guess how they're going to feel about themselves when they grow up and they get older,
I'm
even if
so
you don't
happy you
have
talked
kids.
about this. Like when I saw your video, I was like, thank you so much for talking on this because yeah, like you obviously when you have kids, you have to have, I mean, I don't have kids, but it's like even how I view social media, like if you're setting, you have to set that example of how you, like I'm sure it'd be the worst feeling in the world for you to see your child bash themselves in the mirror over their skin, you know? So
Oh,
it's like you have to
yeah.
view yourself as that kid almost and be like, why would I talk to myself that way?
Exactly.
And you know, it's that fake it till you make it mentality. And once you start like being DeLulu, like you said, you start to believe it, you know? And
Yeah.
sometimes that's what you need to do.
And there's nothing wrong with being like positively delusional, you
Yeah.
know? I mean, I honestly say DeLulu because I know when you're in that space where you're so in your feels about your acne, that it's just all negative, that it feels delusional.
Yeah.
But once you cross that threshold of like believing in yourself and building a little bit of confidence and, not putting your worth in what your skin looks like and valuing
Yes.
yourself based off what your mirror reflection says, you're gonna start realizing that this actually isn't delusional. This is actually something that I need to survive. This is actually something that I can inspire other people by. This is actually something that I can help other people through. Even if you don't have kids, like you have nieces and nephews and people around you, coworkers, you have people watching you because 90% of human beings get acne. So that's way more common than anybody likes to admit, even though we still get bullied for having acne all the time.
Yeah.
What if you were the change breaker? What if
Totally.
you were the one who was positive? What if you were the one who didn't let hate comments get you down, or you didn't let a breakout stop you from living your life? Because acne's temporary, memories are forever. Like, don't cancel your plans because you have a breakout. I get how tempting it
Absolutely.
is, but put a little spot treatment on, do a full beat, and get your ass out there, girl. Get out there and work.
Yeah. No, I absolutely, I just love all of that, everything you said. I fully agree. And I think, you know, if it's not acne that you're dealing, like someone's dealing with, it's something else. You know, it's always
Everybody
something
has
else.
something.
So I fully agree. And this is coming from probably the most emotional person in the world. I'm such a big believer in like feel in the moment and get with it because at the end of the day, like you are choosing what to do with those feelings. Have the feelings, have like as you mentioned, release it, like get it out, because holding it in is gonna do nothing as well. But your mind is so powerful, and with every situation, looking at the positive is so important. And like you mentioned, like maybe if you didn't have this horrible, painful acne, you would have never found out these diagnoses with these like infections and stuff. And that could
Yep.
have, you know, led to stomach cancer. So it's like you can either be like, oh, like it sucks that I'm dealing with this. It sucks that I have this infection. It sucks that I have the acne. Or you can look at it as like, thank God I had
Yeah.
this thing on my skin that told me this to catch this earlier on. You know, the
Exactly.
mindset and the power of the, you know, a mindset switch, insane.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was listening to a podcast. I think it was the Huberman Lab podcast. And he was talking to some like neuroscientist or researcher or whatever. And she was talking about how powerful placebos are. So I kid you not, guys. This is how psycho I've become with my like mental mind body connection. The flu, I don't know if it's been running rampant in your area, but the flu has been everywhere in my area. Like everybody I know last week had the flu. It's running through everybody's families. Both my sons got it at the same time. My husband, my mom, my dad, everybody had it. So I was like, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop naturally, because I'm like, okay, right, I'm next. So I just made sure I was eating really healthy, was doing my mineral drinks, like extra vitamin C in there. And I straight up, if you are watching this on YouTube, you can see that I'm holding my fingers up as if I have a little pill in my hand. It's an invisible placebo pill that I literally would take like this, put it in my mouth, swallow it, and I'm like, this is gonna protect me from the flu. And I haven't gotten sick. I haven't gotten sick. The second I started to feel a sore throat, I did go to the store and get those Oscicillium. They're like a excuse me, homeopathic little pellets you put under your tongue. The worst thing that I felt was I felt a little lethargic and I had a little bit of a sore throat and some head congestion, like in my ears popping. But that's it. I didn't have the fever. I didn't have the chills. I didn't have the temperature. I didn't have the throw up. I told myself mentally, this is a pill that's going to cure me. It's a placebo pill. There's literally nothing in my hand. It's an invisible placebo pill. I swallowed it and I told myself I will be okay, and I was.
Yeah,
So
I love how you
if
keep emphasizing this is
this is not real. This is
the
not this is, there's nothing in my hand. If you're just listening to this, there's literally nothing in here, but it looks like I'm holding a little supplement right now by the shape of my fingers, but there's nothing here. But it cured me. My mind, this is a symbol of my mind and how powerful your mind can be too if you believe. You know, if I take this little pill, my acne is gonna go away because I believe it. And then it's not that, you know, you're delusional enough to think like doing nothing is gonna, like taking this invisible
Yeah.
pill and doing nothing
Know
is gonna
that,
cure
yeah.
me. It's taking this invisible pill, telling yourself that you're gonna be cured and you're gonna be healed and you're gonna be okay. And also simultaneously taking steps to better your life,
Yeah.
drinking more water, going outside and walking, making sure those detox pathways are open, AKA pooping, peeing, sweating, and breathing, making sure that you're eating high quality foods and not just grabbing the quickest ultra processed snack you can find and then being like, why is my acne getting worse? Garbage in, garbage out.
And with how you mentioned the placebo pill and stuff, I feel like sometimes having that mindset of like, this will cure, this will pass, that takes the stress off of it, because sometimes it's the cycle. You stress about your acne, then you get acne, then you stress about that. You know, it's like, so just sometimes taking that stress off of it is the biggest thing. But oh my gosh, Alexi, this was such a good conversation. I am
Love.
so happy just to catch up with you. And
I know.
I mean, I don't want to say I'm happy that you found out about these
I am.
infections,
I'm
but
happy. Say
in a
it.
way, I'm like, good for you, girl. And I'm so happy that you're on this journey and learning so much about your body. And, you know, a little round of applause to our acne for being the symptom that can allow us to do this digging. And, you know, I just love talking to you every time. So thanks for coming on Loud Talk and sharing everything about what you found out with your body with all of us.
Thank you for having me. I love talking to you too. I can't wait till we can get together in person again.
Oh,
That's going to
me
be the real
too.
slay. But I'm hoping that by us having this conversation, you, the listener, is going to take away something. Even if it's
Yes.
just, you know, I'm going to try changing my mindset, or I'm going to look a little bit deeper into my body, or I'm going to, you know, make even one little shift. That's like the biggest goal for this conversation
Totally.
that we're having. And I'm just so happy that you've opened up the space for me to come and share my story and hopefully help one person. Because if that's the case, then it's totally worth it to just be an open book about everything. And I am very happy that I found out that I have an infection and a parasite and everything, because that it just is, it's the missing piece of the puzzle that I needed. Like, I've been trying all these other things, but there's just been these pieces that haven't been fitting together. And I'm like, wait, 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 these fit.
Now
It
it's
makes
all the full
sense.
pictures kind of coming in.
Yes,
So thank
exactly.
you so much for coming on. And yeah, who knows? We'll have you maybe back in some time for maybe a part three, a follow-up on how everything's going,
Yeah.
what other new discoveries we find. But yeah, that is it for this episode, guys.
Thank you.
All right, guys, and that is it for this episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Thank you so much for getting loud with us today and, you know, spending the time and hanging out. I love you guys all so much. Remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today. Check out new episodes of Loud Talk with Lavi over on our YouTube channel for the video version and audio on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you catch your podcast every Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. You guys know I alternate between individual episodes where I basically use the Loud Talk with Lavi podcast as my personal therapy and just talk about anything I want to get loud about and that's not talked about enough on social media and in the media and in the industry. And then every other week I have a guest on where we, you know, talk through their experience, you know, talk about how to become your most confident self, you know, navigate different things like insecurities, business, really anything that I'm passionate about. And we have a lot of amazing people on the podcast. It's really just a safe space to break down the walls of beauty standards and come out of it a little bit more confident in yourself and your abilities. But that is it for this episode, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Love you guys. Bye.